you smell that it's stinky.
What? Maybe it's my sweating so t-shirt here, or
that's not your t-shirt. That smells like. Yeah. How that smells like?
I don't know.
Smells like Nirvana.
Do you think it smells like Nirvana?
Yeah, it smells like Nirvana.
Screaming makes a sore throat, I think.
Yeah, of course. Do you know who's a sore throat also? The guy who's...
Do you think Ingo while sleeping?
do you think Ingo is Darth Vader?
Oh, no, definitely not. But, no, the panic's not the same. Okay, then let's hear something from Star Wars. What about The Saga Begins from Weird Al Yankovic?
Injected with a poison.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar in Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the Force, they say. And you see him hitting on the Queen, though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant, the Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale and he might fulfill that prophecy. Of course, could he bring balance to the Force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sensed in him much fear. And Qui-Gon said, now listen here, just stick it in your pointy ear. I still will teach this boy. He was singing, my, my, Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
Oh, did you hear this guitaring ding-a-ling-ding? That sounds very cool. And let's play some Western music.
Do you think Western music is cool in this show?
Yeah, hey, when it's played by Weird Al Yankovic, it's cool.
Okay.
$68 million, I ask you!
Well, this morning is good for getting a lot of paper signed for Mr. Drizzy.
I was doing that when I left here
music this song reminds me?
No, actually not. What do you think?
There's some Western music.
Western music?
Yeah.
Western music is a good idea. I got this time here. Western is something that has to do with America. Maybe we should say the phone number for external callers from outside Germany. It's your international access code followed by the 49334386422246. And if you want to get in contact with us, just dial this number or look on your website www.subether.de. That is SUBETHER.DE. And there you can find our phone numbers and the studio feedback, and you can send a message direct to our studio monitor, and we see it and probably reread it. And if you leave your number, we call you back.
And if you're calling from Germany, just dial 0334386422246.
Or from the external camp network.
From the internal camp network.
From the internal camp network, yes. I said this, didn't I?
You didn't.
Okay. Just press 555 on your phone and another 5. Four times the five. And so what was this Western thing you said?
This Western thing. Do you know Handsome Hank and his Lonesome Boys?
the crazy Western guys with their white hats wearing.
Yes. Well, they're cool.
They're pretty cool.
Let's play.
I think they're so old they could be my daddy.
Daddy cool.
Crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? She's crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? Daddy, Daddy Cool. Daddy, Daddy Cool.
The radio, Sascha Ludwig on the microphone, and I was in toilet a few seconds ago, and it's very dark outside. I couldn't see the sun anywhere. I looked in the sky and there was nothing. What's happened?
Maybe there's a black hole in front of the sun, so a black hole sun.
I heard you won a wireless back in 52. Tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine and new technology. And now I understand the problems you can see.
Sasha and
Nibbler, and I've been out there and the people are enjoying our music and dancing around. So we already got some feedback from Wolf.
Wolf is
Arizona in the United States.
Yes, and he wrote a feedback to us. He said, awesome stuff request. I've been listening for you guys for 3 days now while at work. Ooh. Excellent stuff. Kudos to everyone involved and enjoying the chaos on the camp. I'll be joining you in a few years. I dug that then rather track earlier. I've been dubbed then. Oh, what's this fly on my monitor? So, smashed it. Okay. If you're all gonna be playing Weird Al Yankovic for a while, please put on Dare to be Stupid. Okay, Wolf. If you can write us another feedback and provide us your phone number, we will call you live on the show, and then you can request your song by your own. Okay. So here's another song from Weird Al Yankovic. It's called Eat It, and I think I'm hungry now, and maybe we should eat something too. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Get
Do you hear this outside? It sounds like a dinosaur, right? big dinosaur.
Everyone outside has the speakers so full turned up from the of the volume, and it's really great.
The whole camp.
You think it's a dinosaur out there? It's really amazing, and especially
like Jurassic Park.
Especially the guys from Seabase, which it's absolutely great. Thank you for all that, and for
listening.
So listening for the whole camp. Okay, and what's the dinosaur thing you said?
It's like Jurassic Park for it.
Do you think?
I think so.
I recall the time they found those fossilized mosquitoes, and before long they were cloning DNA. Some irate velociraptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy day. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone shut the fence off in the rain. This proves my chaos theory, and I don't think I'll be coming back again. Hold on. I cannot approve of this attraction, 'cause getting disemboweled always makes me kinda mad. Tyrannosaurus ate our lawyer. Well, I suppose that proves they're really not all bad. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone let T-Rex out of his pen. They sure don't act like Barney, and they think that I'm their dinner, not their friend. Oh no.
That was tasty, or?
It was tasty, of course. So, greetings to all the listeners out there. You can call us 033-438-642-246, or, for example, from the United States, where it's the sun is shining right now, you may call us. Dial the international prefix for Germany 3349 than 33438342243. No, I'm sorry. Plus 49, the international prefix for Germany, then 33438642246.
Or if this was too weird at all, you can look. Oh, I'm sorry. Got a frog in my throat, I think. Then you can look on subether.de, and there's our phone number and our studio feedback. And now I think we should listen to a song from Wieler Jankovic, which was originally from a film, from the film UHF. It's a film where everything is a little bit confusing, and Indiana Jones is there, and all, you know, so, such a comedy of films.
Of course, yeah.
We know.
Yeah, of course.
This is UHF, and we're going to listen to the soundtrack from this.
Nothing to drink. Do you have some milk out there?
One moment. I just take a look here. Anything? Where's the milk? There's no milk today, I think.
No milk today. But did you read your horoscope today?
My horoscope today? I'm not sure what's in there.
Whack-a-mole 17 hours a day. Try to avoid any Virgos or Leos with the Ebola virus. You are the true lord of the dance, no matter what those idiots at work say. The look on your face will be priceless when you find that 40-pound watermelon in your colon. Trade toothbrushes with an albino dwarf and give a hickey to Meryl Streep. You will never find true happiness. What you gonna do? Cry about it. Your birthday party will be ruined once again by your explosive flatulence. Your love life will run into trouble when your fiancé hurls a javelin through your chest. The position of Jupiter says that you should spend the rest of the week face down in the mud. Try not to shove a roll of duct tape up your nose while taking your driver's test. Now is not a good time to photocopy your butt and staple it to your boss's face. Oh no, eat a bucket of tuna flavored pudding and wash it down with a gallon of
Virgo.
All Virgos are extremely friendly and intelligent, except for you. Expect a big surprise today when you wind up with your head impaled upon a stick. That's your horoscope for today. 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 Find it inconceivable or at the very least a bit unlikely that the relative position of the planets and the stars could have a special deep significance or meaning that exclusively applies to only you. But let me give you my assurance that these forecasts and predictions are all based on solid scientific documented evidence. So you would have to be some kind of moron not to realize that every single one of them is absolutely true. Where was I?
Libra.
A big promotion is just around the corner for someone much more talented than you. Laughter is the very best medicine. Remember that when your appendix burst next week. Get ready for an unexpected trip when you fall screaming from an open window. Work a little bit harder on improving your low self-esteem, you stupid freak. All your friends are laughing behind your back.
Kill them.
Take down all those naked pictures of Ernest Borgnine you got hanging in your den. The stars say that you're an exciting and wonderful person, but you know they're lying. If I were you, I'd lock my doors and windows and never, 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 never leave my house again. That's your horoscope for today. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your horoscope for today.
Subby the radio here on 88.3 FM on the Chaos Communication Camp. And Nibbler, what's this Chaos Communication Camp all about? What's it like?
I think it's all about the Pentiums.
Do you think?
Of course. Pentiums, baby.
What you wanna do? wanna be hackers, code crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5, chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills, defragging my hard drive for thrills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a 2 online in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my mizouse. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm strictly plug and play. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates. I call him money for short. I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support. It's all about the premium. What? You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. You've got whiteout all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there? A Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy diskette. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar, downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLa. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. Crew, huh? Rule cyberspace and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer's got the clocks, it rocks, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Well, that's great. If you can use a nice heavy paperweight. My digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says Etch-A-Sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You've got your own news group, all total loser. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. Where'd you get your CPU? In a box of Cracker Jacks? Play me online, well you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leads you.
What?
You're listening to Radio Sub Ether, and the next song is Weird Al Yankovic with Pretty Fly for a Rabbi, and you can call
Baron
us.
Baron von Dira Blinza.
You get the number at www.subether.de.
How you doing, Bernie?
And all the goyim say I'm pretty fly for a rabbi.
Have you seen this Jew? Reads the Torah, does
swing or a bris. They say he's got a lot of chutzpah. He's really quite hip. The parents pay the moil and he gets to keep the tip.
Welcome to Radio Sabitha here on Ground 23. And now, Ground Christmas on...
Slowly, Hanibla.
Weird Al Yankovic with Christmas at Ground Zero.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero, just seconds left to go.
Listening to Radio Sabitha from Sweet Mountains, Heading Orange.
And here on 88.3 FM, our phone number is 5555, or any external call, or dial your international access code followed by the 49334386422246, or leave us a studio feedback on www.subether.de. Just simply click on feedback and you get in contact right with us. And
Radio Sabitha is playing very fab music, and hey, by the way, let's play Weird Al Yankovic, Fat.
Do you think that's good?
Of course.
Okay, then let's do it.
Yo, homeboy, where you been, man? We been looking for you.
Yeah, we ain't seen you around Burger World lately. So where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got extra pizza around here somewhere.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach in that little sissy school of yours?
Back off me, man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
While the song was playing, we're still discussing who takes the first take after the break. And Nibbler says, I should. And I said, Nibbler, go first. And then Nibbler said, in the last second, you are. And don't know what to say.
For the people of the gym, we play Jump from Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay.
With that hair. Wah!